Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info@LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 18th.
Good morning.
And that is Rachel you're hearing over there. Good morning to you, Rachel.
I was just rearranging our plant.
Oh, okay.
You know, just, I don't know. I don't have a OCD, but like sometimes I do.
It comes out. Do things have to be like straight for you?
No, I mean, like if you come to my apartment, you'll notice there's zero OCD
really?
Happening there.
With
like
me,
not enough,
like,
actually.
Everything in my mind has to be right angles, you know, and if it's not, things look crooked, you know.
Interesting.
So, yeah. And it's almost an obsession, but it's not. It doesn't make me crazy or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Do I need to adjust that
for
you? Okay, is it
I
too
just can't
loud?
Reach. I didn't. No, I want it to be up.
Oh, you want it to be
I
loud.
I
want to
hear my. There you go. That's
there
good.
You go.
That anything more is too aggressive.
All right.
Okay,
too
cool.
Aggressive
yeah.
it is. Okay, we do make adjustments after we start. That's just the way we do things here. Today, of course, is the day that OJ gets to have his side of the story as far as his parole. Are you following that, Rachel?
I saw an article this morning that was put out by Complex that said something about a cookie almost cost OJ his parole. And I was like, what kind of monster? You know, like a murderer and now stealing cookies from the cookie jar. Whatever. I mean, like I said, he's going to get out and there's going to be a reality show. And I already told you my joke.
Do you think he's going to get out?
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
For
like
good behavior, whatever.
Good behavior?
Well, in prison, that's
maybe
what they
just
said.
Behavior.
Yeah.
You know, he got out for behavior. Like, they just were like, you know, we don't want to keep you here. it'll be interesting to see. Like, I know my mom actually can't comment on it until she has a documentary that they interviewed her for coming out in September, so we can have her on. She may or may not give us a first exclusive interview.
Oh, wow.
After the
there you go. OJ's
so
judge. When? Wow, we can't miss out on that one.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you think he's gonna get out?
Yeah, I think he will.
That'll be cool.
Yeah,
be
I don't know why, but I just think he will. Look, he's been there 9 years, right? Is that not enough for an armed robbery?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, we can't be too cruel about that stuff. But
I saw last night, my boyfriend showed me, he had a punked version. Did you ever hear about this show that they gave him for a little bit? It was like,
really?
It was O.J. Simpson's version of punked called Juiced, or like you're getting juiced or something.
Uh-huh.
But like people were horrified when he came out that like he was behind the prank. It was like almost, it was like a prank's gone wrong all around. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
I wouldn't know how to take it either. If I saw something like crazy happened and then OJ comes out, I would think I'm in trouble, not like I'm being pranked. I'm like, I'm going to die. Like, this is where it happens.
Oh, good.
In front of all these cameras, you know?
Man, it's funny that we laugh about this, you know, but I remember when the murder happened, it was not many people were laughing. I mean, and you know, the pictures were never released until I saw some pictures. You know where, actually? In the Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
They put a picture of Nicole's body.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they have to show that, but eventually these things come out, you know.
Probably for views.
I
don't know. That just probably seems like a marketing ploy.
Mm, yeah.
Sadly.
I know. So, well, there's some stories out there, folks, but I don't really care because today we have very special guests in the studio, and I imagine we're going to need more time than usual.
Okay.
Because this is amazing stuff, folks. We often bring in all kinds of people, artists, life coaches, psychologists, filmmakers, all this, but we've never had somebody who can do the things that our guests can do. We're joined by Mysterion. That's your name?
That's what they call me.
No, that's what you call yourself, right?
No, I call myself something different.
Really?
I call myself me.
Okay, there you go. And you brought a beautiful guest with you. And
she, my business partner here.
Okay.
I'm Steffi K.
You're Steffi.
Love it.
And
and she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you're full of art too, Mysterion, right? I mean, you've got a lot of art on your body.
Oh, absolutely. I have you got sleeves right here. I have a Warhol. No, I'm covered in tattoos.
Right, right.
Tattoos.
Yeah, and
your
that's
body
cool
is a canvas.
It is.
You said tattoo me like one of your French girls. Like that's what you said to your, you know? Just like laid down on the couch, like
yeah.
Kate.
And, okay. You'd be
Titanic,
so lucky.
You know, I like to drop Titanic references.
Oh, Titanic!
I'm just,
okay,
this joke I is sinking.
Realize,
you know,
it's didn't realize sinking. Exactly what you were talking
I
about.
Know what you're talking
no, I know.
I love it.
So you guys are visiting us from Canada. We were discussing that. Specifically, where in Canada are you guys from?
We're from Toronto.
From Toronto. Is this yes. where you guys grew up and everything? I mean, that's pretty much
absolutely.
That's yeah, why they have yeah. nice porcelain skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much. They don't get a lot of the UV rays. I feel like we get down
no,
here.
No, no. In my defense, that's because of Botox.
Oh but, gosh. Know. Okay, I was gonna okay. say. I mean, like,
there you go.
I'm teasing.
They're polite and they got good skin. That sounds like Canada.
That's awesome. No, so and the reason you're here is because you guys are visiting us. Are you doing like a promotion now, like a promotional
we are
tour?
Performing all week at the Magic Castle.
Okay, oh, I'm wow. dying to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are VIPs there?
We can
oh
set you up.
We're
happy to set you
from
up.
From Vegas, so I always was fascinated with magic growing up. Like there was the shop in the Caesars Palace Forum Shops that was just dedicated to magic, and I would just beg my parents, like we would go to dinner. I'm like, nope, we gotta stop at this magic shop. And like the guy who was the magician there was always doing crazy tricks, and like I didn't care.
And you gotta get those tricks. You gotta.
And my
just
dad would buy
those
me those.
Tricks.
Yeah, my dad would just buy them. They were, I never became the magician I wanted to be, but. You know, I always loved magic.
So, Dr. Mysterion, you're a mind reader, mentalist. Tell us what that is. What's a mentalist?
A mentalist is a magician who uses our five senses to create the illusion of a sixth sense. So, for example, I've brought this novel, and it's about 300 some odd pages.
Yeah, that's like
a
paperback novel.
Yeah, paperback novel. I just grabbed it at the airport. Rachel, just say stop on any page.
Stop.
And look at the first word on the page.
Got it.
And they're all different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And focusing on that word, think. What's the first letter of the word?
I'm already seeing something. I see an F.
Is that correct?
Oh, my God.
And then an R.
Yeah.
You know.
F-R-I-E.
Yeah, they're right.
I mean,
you
to think of the whole word.
F-R-I-E-N. Friend?
Yeah,
friend.
That is correct.
Whoa.
Did you see it in my glasses?
No.
Is it the reflection?
You know, a lot of people have a lot of different reasons and ways that we could do what we do. Tell you what, why don't you open the book to any page you like and find a longer word?
Yeah, a word longer than
any
word.
Page I like.
Any page you like.
Wow.
And not the first page or the first word on the page. Any word.
Right. And they're turning away from the book, folks. So Rachel is just looking up in the book.
Do I close it now
yes,
that I picked my word? Okay.
And then, Rachel, I want you to draw the first letter of the word on my hand with your finger.
Okay. And Steffi's not looking.
Here.
She's not looking.
Yeah. Okay. I felt that. Rachel, you drew a T.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps Steffi the word.
Okay. I'm sensing something. We're at a radio station. And you're thinking of the word television.
Okay, that's crazy.
Whoa.
That's correct.
So that's a mentalist.
That's a mentalist. There
you go. I've never. I've always seen mentalists, and I've always seen them on TV, and like, or even in person at magic shows or whatever. But I've never been the.
The victim.
No,
right.
Volunteer.
The
no,
subject.
The volunteer. That's so
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
that's
that.
That's amazing. And obviously, everybody loves magic. And usually, the preoccupation when you watch this is, how do they do this? How do they do this? But you know what I realized about magic? You don't want to know how they do this, right? Because that's the magic of magic. When you don't know how they do it, then why bother? Because once you know, it's not as exciting. I don't know.
You know, one of the fun things that I still experience is that I go see magicians that are in a division of magic that I'm not too familiar with. For example, like, let's say rope magic.
Right.
I don't do rope magic. Yeah. I'm not too educated in that area. And last night we were at the castle and there was El Ropo. And it was fabulous. And I was sitting there like a kid clapping my hands. And then there's everybody who just saw our show behind us. We were sitting at the table with him. And it was like a kid in the candy store
for me, at least.
Yeah. So there's a lot of mystery that still needs to be had.
And as a magician, even if you know how it's done, then you're watching technique. So it's still exciting for you because you're watching how well did they do it. And even if you know how it's done, if they can still captivate you and make you fall into that disbelief of what magic brings.
Right. No, absolutely. And obviously, you got to be very good at it. So it's all...
That's crazy.
Yeah. We actually sometimes have the cops called on us.
Really?
We're going to tell them this story?
That is such a good story.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
We were actually performing in this small town in Ontario. And, you know, the whole town was there. There was a couple thousand people there. And, you know, even the police were there. We had the cops called on us twice that night.
Why?
People thought we could take their credit card numbers.
Oh, wow.
Their PIN numbers. And they thought we'd go on eBay and make some purchases.
Whoa.
Did you?
Sam,
did you
go on eBay and make purchases with your credit card number.
Did you have to explain to them how you do your tricks?
No.
No. But they knew you wouldn't.
They were concerned. Yes. Do you have your wallet on you?
I do.
Can I borrow your wallet for 1 minute, please?
And Rachel, my eyes are closed.
And you're going to pass the wallet over to me.
Okay.
And don't worry, I'm not going to steal anything.
No,
Rachel,
I just wanted
you
just
can
to
see from your position sitting at this table, you can see what's in Sam's wallet, but Stephanie cannot. Can you tell everyone at home that that's
right.
true?
Right.
Yeah, no,
I can't see it and Steffi can't see it. She's closing her eyes. And Mysterion is taking something out of my wallet.
Have you got the first item?
Well, I'm already sensing something about this. This is a bank card.
Wait, you know, just think of what bank it's from.
You know, I know what this is. I'm sensing it's not a bank that we have at home. It is a Citibank card.
It is a Citibank card.
Oh, my God.
And look, just say stop on an item, Rachel.
Stop.
So whatever this is, I have no idea. Very good.
Well, this is a credit card.
All right. Now, tell me the numbers on the back. Try that.
0, and then a 9, and then a 2.
Is that the number on the back?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all going on eBay now on Sam's card.
All right, there you go.
He's getting kind of spooked out.
They kind of figured out my credit card.
Well, that's
I have no cash in there.
That's all right. So we don't have one of these. I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Right.
Just send over that company name.
Yeah, just think about it.
Look, I have no idea what this is.
I'm sensing something like Flint Spark.
Well,
it's a spark card.
Is that correct? It is a spark card.
Whoa.
How does that even happen?
That is yours,
my
friend.
I don't even know. Well, that's the point.
Did you show her your wallet before you came in?
No, she just asked me if I had a wallet. That's all.
Just to make sure.
But my wallet stayed in my pocket the whole time.
Steffi,
wow,
we're going on eBay.
Cool. There you go. You see?
Crazy.
And guys, that's how people show that they're professionals, you know. That's awesome. So let's find out a little bit about you guys and stuff. How did this come about for you, Mysterion? How did you get into this?
Well, I was dropped on my head as a small child, and all of a sudden, I'm just kidding. I was always fascinated with people like the amazing Kreskin and, you know, the mind readers that I would watch on television. Uri Geller, Bending Spoons.
Yeah, Uri Geller
course,
and
you know,
stuff,
Uri Geller, right?
Right? I was just reading
about
it.
What about the amazing Jonathan?
We actually, we landed in Vegas, and he drove us to our gig.
Oh, that's so cool.
In
See, I'm telling you, I'm
He's
like
a
such
friend.
A fan of Vegas. Like I don't know, there's Christine Angel, there's Lance Burton. I mean, they have all the magic, the great magic, you know.
So. Yeah, Jonathan drove us in, and he's a super nice guy. He was at our show last night, and him and his lovely wife, Anastasia, are one of the reasons why we're here.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
He's amazing.
So you guys, you went to Vegas first?
We landed in Vegas, and then we
that was nice.
Drove here. We were only in Vegas for, what, 9 minutes?
That's about all you need.
That's it.
I've been to Vegas before. No offense to Vegas. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just lights and people. And,
no, you're right. I mean, you know, most people go there for 1-2 days. That's about all they can take, you know, from Vegas. It's sometimes it's too much there.
You've been to a restaurant where you can smoke cigarettes inside. You've been to Vegas.
Yeah, you know what, right?
I mean? I'm old enough to remember when that was commonplace.
I know, right?
You know what's funny? I was mentioning this the other day. I remember being a boy and my mom taking me to the family doctor and him opening up a pack of cigarettes and lighting one and handing one to my mom to have a cigarette.
Right, do you remember that?
I
remember
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They used to do that. If you watch movies like... specifically The Exorcist, you'll see a scene where the doctor comes out of the surgery room and he lights up a cigarette right inside the hospital.
You'll also see a scene where a woman's head spins around 360 degrees.
Hey,
you know what? We were walking along the Walk of Fame where we're staying, right near the Walk of Fame.
Fun.
There's all sorts of famous names on all the stars, and there's, you know, everybody from Stan Laurel and, you know, back in the day to modern people like Katie Sagal. I mean, we just saw her the other night. And could you do me a favor? I want you to take this, and I'm going to put a star on this piece of paper. I'm going to draw a star, and I want you to write a famous person's name inside that star.
Does it have to be someone who has a star?
No, it doesn't. Okay. No, it doesn't.
Someone who, if they walked in the room right now, we'd all go, it's Brad Pitt, but don't pick Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Wow. I'm looking forward to this. So you guys can't help it. You keep doing your tricks as you go.
Well, the only way to really show you what it is we do is to demonstrate it.
No, but as you go, right? It's not like you start an act. You kind of like, you're doing it as we go along, which I love, you know, so we don't have to stop the conversation. All right. No. So Rachel Drew, you wrote down a name on a notepad, and the notepad is upside down now. Mm-hmm. Now, did you get to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I saw it.
Right, because you need to, right? Because you're channeling to her.
Well, I'm
is
like
that
the
how
Wi-Fi
works?
Signal.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Rachel's the website, and Stephanie would be almost like the laptop picking up the website.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Ready to go?
I am.
Just think of who you wrote down.
Oh, God. I really want you to think about who this is. I'm sensing something. I see some colors. I see red, white, and blue. Does this mean something to you?
Yeah.
Rachel is like, yeah.
I'm sensing someone political. I think you're thinking of the president. You're thinking of Donald Trump.
Yeah. That's crazy. I was like, I could pick anyone, but I'm, you know, but that I just, and I'm sorry that I had to channel that that trash through the Wi-Fi signal.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter because everyone picks different people.
It didn't matter. And I could have picked anyone, you know.
Everyone picks different people. And you know, although Trump is always in the news, it doesn't make a difference because you could turn around. A lot of people will turn around and go, well, everyone picks the president.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Most people don't. And everyone picks Brad Pitt. No, a lot of people pick Brad Pitt, but not everyone. And your choice is always your choice.
Yeah.
So Stephanie just guessing based on stats, I mean,
that's
impossible.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. So that's what's interesting to me then. So you saw these people as a kid, and you said, I got to do this. Now, how do you go about this? Do you have to start as a traditional magician?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
so did you go to magic school? Did you find a mentor?
My uncle did magic part-time, and, you know, I would get books on magic and read them and always navigated towards scary things. And so the mentalism was perfect.
As well, right. Mysterion is my mentor, and I'm the apprentice. So, but now we're partners with what we do. But there's always a process to become anything successful.
Yeah, that's cool. And so when you started developing your act, you realized I need to have, obviously, someone to do it with. And so...
Not necessarily. What ended up... I mean, we met at a talent contest.
Oh.
And... You know, we became instant best friends. And Stephanie, if you don't mind telling them what you drove me to my gigs.
Yeah, I would take him to every single one of his shows. And it's not that I would just drop him off at the door whenever I was allowed in. And I would be dressed up as well so I could go into the events. So when I would go with him and I'd watch every single show. And then over time, he started incorporating me slowly into things. And then we decided, hey, why don't we have a two-person act together?
Because that's so cool.
Very cool. So you guys are partners now, and that's amazing. Now, I want to describe, Steffi's got a striking look, right? How do you describe that look? Is that like 1930s?
I usually actually do dress completely 30s. Today is the late 40s, early 50s, but we're matching. We're wearing a late 40s honeymoon set. And it's a
Because I don't know about the men's part, but you went all out and stuff. Because men don't have a lot to really wear,
I just have my hair, man.
We have a shirt and pants, and that's it, and shoes maybe. But yeah. Women can do so many things with themselves. But no, I mean, you look gorgeous. How long does it take you to prepare like this? Because it's like almost like a movie role.
Nine hours.
I mean, you gotta do your hair and everything. Right?
Everything's pretty much ready to go, and when you do it every day, it takes about 25 minutes.
Really? Yeah. So that's not bad.
She doesn't have that.
But you've got a striking.
Or, you know, you're very. It's all natural. It's just a little bit of rouge. Is that what our grandmother's
rouge? Yeah.
You know, I don't even know how to say it.
Yeah, which is red in French.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we took Spanish.
I didn't take either.
Right? I'm just like,
that's very cool. And how long ago did you guys actually meet?
3 years.
Three years.
We've been doing this for a year and a half.
I see.
Wow.
And we're so thrilled. We're in a year and a half already at the castle. It's so fun.
Mentalist. Yeah. Have your past partners been concerned? Like, that you can read their minds?
I've been turned down on dates because people are like, aren't you the girl in the posters? And I'm like,
oh my God. So you already know they were just turned down on dates.
I mean,
but can you, because I feel like you guys, like, you are extra sensitive to like body language and like you pick up, I don't know, since in your, I don't know much about.
Do you want to see something really, really cool?
Yes,
Rachel.
Of course.
Okay.
Sam, you're going to watch this happen. Okay. Rachel, close your eyes.
Okay. Do I need my glasses on?
Careful with the table there.
Now think about Stephanie over there, and I want you to remind yourself what color Stephanie's hat is. Say it out loud.
Red.
What did you just feel me do, Rachel?
Tap on my back.
Could you point to where?
Oh.
And where are you pointing? Tell everyone where you felt that.
Oh, the back, in my back?
Okay, so Rachel's got her eyes closed. She felt a tapping on her back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what happened? You know what happened?
Open your eyes, Rachel.
Yeah.
Was I anywhere near her,
No, he
Sam?
Wasn't even next to you.
What?
Who was I tapping?
He was tapping Steffi.
Oh, my God.
I swear to you.
And then people wonder why, you know, they won't go out on a date with me. Imagine what else I can do.
I know. Well.
Guys, you wouldn't believe this if you were here, you know.
That is
this
crazy.
This is a bit visual.
I've never had this happen to me before. That's insane.
Right?
The only thing that I've ever seen remotely close to something like this was when I was in Florida. Maybe he was a magician or whatever. We went to a Walmart. Mm. My friend and I to purchase a TV, and we get up to the register, and the guy at the register who worked at Walmart goes, "Want to see a magic trick?" And we're like, "It's 11 o'clock, Delray Beach in Florida. Of course, I want to see a magic trick, right?"
Uh-huh.
He goes, "Pick a pencil." I picked a pencil or a Bic pen or whatever. No joke, he made it spin. He made the thing move. Like,
really?
I've never seen, you know, I've seen magic shows, but I've never seen a person outside of a magic show do a magic trick that was that mind-blowing to me.
That's amazing.
And, like, I just...
It's like a PK effect, which is what you just experienced.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Now, Mysterious, so how long have you been doing this? Because,
boy.
You were fascinated as a young boy and stuff, but when did you start professionally?
I know I look perpetually 28, but I'm a little older than that. I've been doing this since the 80s, believe it or not, and as a kid, I was fascinated with magic, like I said, and... You know, my first show in theory, and wasn't really a big paying show, was when I was visiting relatives in Ireland, and I did a street festival, and I did some walk-around magic, and I had to come up with a 10-minute routine to do off the back of a truck, you know, and I did a little bit of card magic, and I did a couple of other little sleight-of-hand effects and a couple of coin effects, and I would take, you know, an effect to school, and I just realized that it made people... happy. It changed their perspective on the world around them. It took them out of a mundane everyday and put them in a situation which was impossible. And as I evolved as an entertainer, I discovered that, you know, as my own twisted mind works its own ways, I'm quite drawn towards the dark and the evil and the ominous. And so I figured, hey, why not make myself a villain and see how this goes? And it was overnight. I was in Toronto. We have the Toronto Star newspaper. It's our big paper. And all of a sudden, I'm in the Star in the entertainment section on the cover of our local papers and on radio and on television and on MTV. And then it was on, you know, all sorts of different television shows. And
that's cool.
As me, as Mysterion, and I was always a bit of a troublemaking, that's my character. I said, it's kind of me. And then when I met Stephanie, you know, we joined forces.
Yeah.
And now we're where we're at now.
Yeah. Can anyone be a mentalist?
Of course. You know, even a child can do exactly what we do.
That's how do they learn?
Well, with about 30 years practice.
That's all it takes, folks. But no, but you know what the amazing thing about what you do is that it doesn't have so much to do with like cards and things and stuff like that. I mean, you do things that do have to do with, you interact with the audience, and that's the amazing thing about it, right, Steph?
Well, that's what I find the most fascinating about what we do is we can use everything that you have. We didn't have to bring anything here with
right.
us. That's We're using no your props. Items, and that's exactly what you found most interesting with the pen. You chose a pen, you chose something,
right.
and he used it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most...
It
unreal.
Was right. I've never seen. I still talk about this story today. Like I tell people, like I've never seen anything
right.
like that before.
And you know what's impressive about this is then
until
and,
now.
And then
until
you get
I'm,
people
like,
that,
mind blown.
Yeah, you know. And then you get people like psychics and stuff saying, "Oh, I can read this. I can read that." But it's like they can't prove anything. They're going, "Oh, well, somebody's here. Was there somebody in your
yeah,
life
what do you
with,
guys
the,
feel
with
about
the letter S? With the letter?
How do you guys feel about psychics? Are they? Are they the? Are they
psychics? I'm going to be honest and say straight up that psychics are fraudulent.
I was going to say, do you believe that they're frauds?
I believe yeah. they're. I believe they're all frauds.
Right.
I mean, they,
to me,
there's
how do
no
they stay
evidence,
in business
right? there's no
for
evidence.
So? How
Unfortunately,
is there so many psychic shops?
Because a lot of people are gullible and a lot of people are looking for answers.
Yeah,
right.
Psychics can only tell you what you already know about yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right.
You know,
yeah.
and that's you know, I do have to admit, I enjoy a good sit down with a psychic.
Oh,
and
we
to
go
watch
all the time.
Them
really?
And
we
go,
love
hey,
it.
You know, this is you know, there's a woman that's near my home.
Psychic
and,
Sonia.
Yeah, and it's just so corny.
Yeah.
yeah.
So on that level, you know, okay, I'll go in and I'll have a laugh. But if
exactly.
it was for something to do with a serious ailment, by no means
yeah.
go to a psychic.
So
please.
You gotta
for
look
entertainment
at it.
Purposes, absolutely have
yeah.
fun.
Exactly.
It's like reading the horoscope.
Yeah.
Don't read into it too more. Much
right.
more than just what it is.
Right.
Yeah, for first
you know,
and foremost,
psychics,
you're entertainers. You know?
I'm going to tell you something, Sam.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I have a feeling, I
yes.
don't know if it's psychic energy or not, but I'm going to write something down on this piece of paper, and
okay.
I don't know if I'm going to get this right or not.
I
but,
don't see
but
that.
But you were originally born in another country. Is that correct?
Let's say, yeah, I was. Because
you have a bit of an accent.
I do.
So that's pretty clear.
Right.
Now, based on what I can see around me and what country were you born in? Just say it out loud.
Israel.
Okay, well, that's pretty obvious. You know why? Because you mentioned Uri Geller, and, you know, he's Israeli, and,
right.
and my family are actually Jewish, and so I was a lot of Israeli people in my family. But you have the accent. It's not...
So you put it all together, right?
I put
right?
it all together. But this part is the weird part.
Right.
I want you to imagine you are traveling right now to Israel, and you
right.
are stepping off the plane, and you see a relative, and that relative comes up to you and embraces you and says... Hello, Shalom, Sam. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in forever. What is the name of the relative you see in your mind right now? Say that name out loud.
Ruthie.
Ruthie. Now, I've not talked to you or anybody
no.
about anything.
No.
What
no.
does that say on that piece of paper?
That's
what does that say on that
name.
Piece of paper?
It says Ruthie, I swear to God, guys. How? I mean, of all the people, you know, and it went in my mind... I mean, I was gone in my mind quickly. Who am I going to pick? Who am I going to pick?
Is that how, that's who you
okay,
pick?
I'm mind blown.
Yeah,
mind blown.
That's what I said.
That's
blown.
My aunt. My aunt is Ruthie.
Is that
oh
what
my
she
God,
would say?
You're right. It is your aunt.
Is that what she would say? Shalom, Sam. Is that what she would say?
No, I'm just playing hysteria.
Yeah,
right,
like,
right.
Wow, that's accurate. Seems like aunt, that's something Aunt Ruthie would say, you know?
Wow.
That's crazy.
She would probably grab right. him by the face.
Yeah, like, why haven't you called?
You
know?
See, so, I mean, that's the point. It's not like I wrote it somewhere where you could have said, oh, she saw it beforehand
right.
or
that's
anything
nice.
Like this. You see, and when it happens on you, then you're convinced, you know, you go, well, but something's going on here.
Yeah.
So you guys are amazing.
Thank
you're
you.
Amazing.
So for $1,000, yeah. well,
for $1,
God, we'll tell you about your future.
I'd hire you for $2,000. Are you kidding me? So you came to perform at the Magic Castle so people can actually see you for the next few days there?
That's right.
Until
we're there.
Sunday.
Until Sunday. And obviously, like Rachel was saying before, not everybody can get in there, right? How do you get in? How do people usually get in?
Well, I dug a hole underneath and came
up
through
the kitchen. I was going to say, you guys
kitchen.
Just appeared, you know? You guys are the
there
magician.
Is protocol on the website that you can follow to see the means to get in and to you have to generally come in with a magician or know somebody
right.
and get a pass. But it's not overly difficult.
Right.
So if anyone would be interested to visit the castle, not only for our shows, but for a future visit.
You're there every night this week?
Three shows a night, every night in the parlor until Sunday. And then we're doing other things in town as well.
Cool. Wow.
Steffi, what were you doing before this? I'm fascinated.
Oh, well, before this I was selling vintage clothing and I was an artist as well. So.
Really? What kind of art?
Well, it's actually called Fucci, F-U-C-C-I, and I split off from that business partnership and I just gave that to the other person. So, okay. Yeah.
What's Fucci? I mean, what do you mean art, Fucci?
It's kind of like... It's a spin-off of what Para kind of looks like, Piet Para in Amsterdam. And it actually got a lot of heat for that because it looked so similar to that, which is part of why I got out of it.
Okay.
But it kind of looks like Tom Wesselman or Andy Warhol, Lichtenstein, like very like minimal, simple,
gotcha.
A little bit
She's
sexual.
She's a fabulous artist.
But you're definitely into art and stuff. Did you go to school for that too?
I did. I went to the Ontario College of Art and Design University.
There you go.
OCADU. They didn't want it to be like UAC, so they just
OCADU. Where'd you go to school? UAC.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's
I've never known that. Yeah. I've never really thought of that acronym.
Yeah, right?
Very cool.
That's a fun looking building. It's held up by giant sticks.
Yeah, it looks like rainbow knitting needles, and then there's like a block on top, and it's white with black squares all over it. So it's like a cow with colorful legs.
Oh. Amazing.
Thanks to our prime minister, that is where that money went.
Oh, perfect.
And I mean, Stephanie's wardrobe is, I mean, she's a stylist for various... photo shoots.
I did. Yeah. I actually did some things that I did one thing that was in Complex. What else did I do? Hypebeast featured some stuff that we did. We were working
Amazing.
With Shook, and I helped design a streetwear clothing line, and all while wearing vintage.
Oh my gosh, that's so. You would never think because you have a very pin-up look. You know what I mean? I'd be like, what does she know about streetwear? But that's so cool.
Steffi put out a rap album.
I believe that. Okay. I mean, what haven't you done?
Oh no. Young Dita.
Oh my gosh.
Y-U-N-G.
That's such a good rap name for you. You should run with that for real.
Right.
That's funny.
Now, so let me ask you though, but just to be real about this, when you can't, I mean, when you do this, like, for example, you told me my aunt's name or she could feel the tapping, it's got to be within a certain context that you guys probably set up, right? I mean, you don't have to give it away, but what I'm saying is, how do I say it without, you can't just, I mean, can you just come down the street and read anybody's?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That's the best part about what we do. We have actually done shows. Okay, there was this one time Mysterion forgot his bag.
Oh, yeah.
And we were about 3 hours out to a show that was 4 hours away. And he's like, hey, where's my bag? I'm like, good question. And then he was like, wait, no, seriously, where's my bag?
And let's tell them that the bag has just a few things in it.
Exactly what we have here.
Things that we're going to have that you're not going to have readily available at a cottage.
That's okay. Right.
So, dice.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Your bag of tricks.
Right. Yeah. So
it's still common items though.
Yeah, all common, yeah.
Complimentary items to our show. It's just things to make it easier so we're not like, "Hey host, can you go get all these things for us?"
Right.
So we stop off at a gas station, we grab a newspaper, we grab a notepad, a Sharpie, and what else did we do?
That deck of cards.
A deck of cards. And we did an hour show and they loved it so much. They hired us back again 2 weeks after and they went, you know, our show is always different because of the content that we pull, but they were like, wow, the second show you guys did was absolutely completely different from the first show. And we were like, that's because we have our bag this time. But we didn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We forgot the bag that's the first amazing. Time, but we took your wallet of money.
Wow.
We took the envelope, exactly. I should say, you know. But it can be anybody, anywhere, anytime, super quick.
And true mentalism. You don't have to have anything. If you were really a mind reader, you could go into a show and do an entire show with a notepad and a pencil.
Yeah.
Really.
So no, but truthfully, can you at any point tell what somebody else is thinking, or does it have
to
be
specific? You can do that. Let me give you an example. If you were sitting in a park,
right,
and you saw a couple longingly looking into each other's eyes, you know what they're thinking.
Right.
right? If you see somebody walking down the street looking at a woman and he gives her the once over twice, you know what he's thinking. He's a dirty dog, right? It's not hard to read what people are thinking by their body language, their tone of voice.
That's what I try to, now I try to work that into my crowd work, because I do stand-up comedy or whatever, and like I'm trying to get strong with the crowd work and everything, and like part of it is just, you know, being in the moment with the crowd and just, you know, reading their body language or just calling them out on something, you know. And you can most of the time, just based off if they have their arms crossed or whatever,
body,
you know,
language is an amazing thing. Rachel, I'm going to do one more thing for you. We're going to show you something really cool. Okay, I'm going to draw some shapes on this here. There's some shapes, and there's six shapes, okay? And I want you to say a number out loud quick between one and six. Say one out loud. Go.
Five.
Five. How do you spell five?
F-I-V-E.
What did you land on? What shape is that right there? Say it out loud. What does that look like?
Like wavy lines?
Wavy lines. Here's what I want you to do. Body language. Sam, touch one of my hands.
Okay.
Okay, and whenever you want, say stop.
Stop.
What is that tattooed on my arm right where you stop me?
Hold on a second. The same symbol.
That's right.
The same friggin' symbol.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, so he just showed us his tattoo. And whatever tattoo, I mean, whatever symbols Rachel chose, he has a very
small... You stopped on the spot. You picked the arm. You picked the spot. I have no other symbols tattooed on my arm. I have a bird. I have a snake. I have a woman. I have a fork twisted up. I have a tattoo of a famous comedian. All sorts of different things.
Which one?
Benny Hill.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. I love Benny Hill. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, can you still see him? Is he on like Netflix or something?
I have it all on DVD and all.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I think he was so long pulled off the air.
Wow, very nice. So, I mean, you guys are amazing, but what I also like is that, you see, you guys can debunk all this bullshit that other people come about, you know, that like the psychics and all these like mind readers and these like the cheap stuff, you know. I mean, the people,
you know,
that
blows
are free.
My mind, the Amazing Randy has been debunking people since the 70s, and there are still people gullible. There are in the world of today where you can just go online and find the truth. It's right there, ready to go. It's on YouTube. You just type it in and it's there.
Wow.
And people are still gonna say, but the psychic I saw was real.
Right.
Face palm.
Very good.
There's only so much you can do.
So the key in this is that you guys are good entertainers, right? You need to know how to entertain, because it's not just knowing how to do the tricks, but how to engage the audience, how to be convincing, right?
Yes.
These kind of things. And I think that's what takes that's what makes people different from one another as far as doing, let's say, the mind reading or the mentalism. Now, tell people where they can find more about you before we continue.
Oh, on our Instagram at The Sentimentalist Magic, and on our Twitter at SentimentalistTO.
And Facebook, if you just type in The Sentimentalist, we would love to get some likes in the LA area. We're going to be coming back.
This is our first time here, but definitely not our last.
Yes.
And our website. What is our website? Hold on, I'm getting it. TheSentimentalistsMagic.com.
There you go. That's exactly what it is, you see. He even remembers his own, and it's a long name, too.
I know. The Sentimentalist was taken. It's a book.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a
Canadian
book.
But it's
book.
A very original name. I love the name.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
A fluke name. We have a small television show in Toronto in Canada on a network, and we were sitting down talking to a producer, and somebody said something along the lines of, well, what do you guys call yourselves? And we kind of went, well, we really just Mysterion and Steffi K. And then he said, well, why don't you call yourselves The Sentimentalists as a joke? And I was like, yep, that's it.
That's it. It came to you.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
There's no debating. Really? That you like that? Oh, it's done. It's perfect. And even last night, same type of an idea. We were at the Magic Castle, and our gracious host, Jack Goldfinger, he said, how do you guys want to be introduced? And I said, oh, didn't I send you something? And he goes, why don't we say, and jokingly he said, an act that does not need to be introduced.
An act that doesn't need an introduction.
because they already know each other.
Oh my God, that's great.
And he was joking, and I went, that's it. We're taking it, and we're keeping it.
Yeah.
And can we really use that all the time? You really like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like great. That's how a lot of ideas yeah. have started. They're like, is this a good idea? And then, bam, it's like, you know, a multi-bazillion dollar. Yeah. Our entire show is a question, right? Yeah. It's like the Seinfeld of magic. It's
just they
like,
didn't write a
it's
single
a show
thing.
About exactly nothing, but everything.
They just stood there, and everyone exactly. just gave them stuff.
You guys are amazing. But, you know, I want to go back to the question. I mean, are people afraid to be near you because you can read their mind? I mean, is that how it works? It doesn't really work like that.
I'll tell you the truth. They were freaked out by me. Now that Steffi's here, they really do navigate towards Stephanie.
Yeah.
They do talk to me. They're spooked out by me, but I play it up a bit.
Right.
But people can be scared. People can be. I've had people pull out crucifixes. People,
wow.
I've had people call me the devil. I've had people
that's
say
like
that.
That's like such a compliment.
You
though.
Know, it's a great compliment. I say, hey, listen, I don't get along with my father. Don't call me. You know, I have a devil tattoo.
I used to have a in Florida, which is like the worst place to have it. But you know, the Jesus fish. But it said Satan.
Oh no!
Oh, that's great.
But like no one ever wanted to get near my car, so it worked out, you know.
my old car, I worked with a brand called Death. And so I had a little sticker, I had it put on the back of my car, and so I was always parking at this church beside my apartment, and then I put the sticker on my car and I started getting ticketed there.
Oh yeah. My God.
In an environmentally friendly Prius, you know? With little Stephanie driving.
I know, that's what it was. The people are, I'm like, hey, it's Satan, call me. You know,
so
like
funny.
I get out and just like, hey.
Yeah. I think that, you know, generally speaking, we're very approachable. The show is at lack of a better word, friendly. We love to get along with our audience and involve you as much as possible in the experience.
That's why I love comedy and magic, because they're almost the same thing. Like the trick is like the setup, right? And then like at the end is almost, that's where the punchline comes. And it's right. just like you, there's so, it's just like there's different types of jokes, there's different types of comedy, and it's designed to make your mind think one thing, but then what actually happens is completely different. And that's why I think they both go so well together, is the comedy and magic.
Definitely. Before you guys leave, let's do a couple more of these tricks.
One more. Okay, tell you what you're going to do for me.
Yeah.
All right? I want you to open up your phone to a photograph of anything.
Oh, God. Let's see if there's any appropriate photos.
All right. I want you, Sam.
Any photo?
Any
photo?
Paper. Any yes. photo of anything. You're okay. also, Rachel, going to take up your bag. Stephanie's going to close her eyes. Make sure she doesn't see what you draw and pass it back to me.
All
Rachel,
right.
I'm going to put on this blindfold so I don't even see. People don't trust me.
I'm going to take out my bag,
you're going to take up your bag as well. Okay, pass me over the photo on the phone, Rachel. When you have the photo. Is it on here right now?
Yeah, it's up.
Okay,
can
he can't see
about
it.
What it is?
Yeah, please.
Is it... Okay, think of what that image is.
Okay, I want you to think about this. I see a photo of, there's a girl there.
This. Now, just think of what she's doing.
I want you to think about what this is. Okay?
Yes.
I'm sensing that this is something to do with something leafy and green.
Correct.
Does that make sense? I'm sorry.
Yes.
It has to.
Weed.
Correct.
Is that what she's... Is she smoking weed in the photo?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So there you have it. And you were nowhere near the phone. Is that correct?
I didn't know if I should say that.
No, this is a friendly...
No, he's got his eyes blindfolded.
This is a 420.
And the phone is face down on the table?
Sure. Yes.
Can you pass me the image you drew, Sam? Make sure your eyes are closed.
I didn't draw anything.
Oh, go ahead and draw an image. Pass me something out of your bag, Rachel. Anything at all. And it's okay if I touch it.
Okay, so anything at all, or that has to do with weed?
No, anything at all.
Oh, I can draw anything I want.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the show goes that way.
I feel like my mind is being manipulated or something. Hold on a second. Okay.
All right. How's this?
Hold on a second. Okay. I drew something.
Okay. And Mysterion, I believe what Rachel gave you, what you're, are you holding it right now?
Uh-huh.
It's a pen.
Keep going. It's a writing utensil. It is correct.
Could you just write with it? Can I see what it is that you're... I'm going to cover my ears so I can't...
Me? Are you asking me? Oh, you're asking him.
Did you?
Yeah, it's written.
Is that a pencil?
It is. Have you got the color of it?
Pink. It's pink.
Is it a pink pencil?
Oh, my gosh. It's bright pink. That's right.
Wow.
And you don't want to know something really crazy about this? Can you just pass me that drawing?
Yeah.
Even though there's no way...
It's hard to know, right? What I drew there, but okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Right. Okay. You know, you realize she can't see it.
Right. She's got her eyes closed.
Keep
the
putting
whole
the
time
image in her mind.
Okay.
And look at me.
Oh, look at you.
May I open my eyes?
You can.
Yeah.
The drawing's put away?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's an airplane.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I drew an airplane that barely looks like a friggin' airplane. Yeah.
Crashing.
It is.
That's like Harrison Ford's flying.
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
know?
I would just... Because I drew it very bad. But you know what?
That he was, drives the Millennium Falcon. That was what the joke
that's
was.
That's what was
that
on
happened.
My mind. That's what was on my mind is an airplane. And you know what? I went through a million thoughts of what I was going to write down.
That's
draw.
Crazy.
Right?
That's
isn't that
great.
Amazing? Rachel?
Thank you.
It's amazing. I mean, it's so funny. They were scared to say cannabis.
And it's
or
not
say weed. She was like, it's leafy and green. I'm like, she's describing it like how my grandmother.
Guys,
was
and you have
I
to understand
it.
Something. It's not one person. It's two people communicating.
That was incredible.
And then we are two people. So it's four people connecting. Mm-hmm. And between
you
your picture
it.
On the phone. Between your picture on the phone
of
you smoking weed
and
me making an airplane that probably looks like a friggin' joint or something, you know.
It just looks like a plane crashing.
Yeah,
I mean.
It is.
Yes.
It is, but it could be
Buddy
anything.
Buddy Holly.
It could be anything. I draw much better planes than that. But you know what? We're totally blown away by you guys. Very professional.
Thank you.
Very impressive. And I think that that says it all, folks. If you guys need them, you guys do like... events,
promotions. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
we
so people can just go to your website.
That's right.
And we have our own visas, so you can book us here.
Have you done weddings?
We've done lots of weddings. Oh, we connect
the last show we did before we came here was a wedding.
That's
show.
Right.
And
it was. Incredible. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Wow.
I have no clue what we're doing anymore.
Well, I'm going to
truly, we
the
do
hell
about
idea.
In Canada and in the States now, we're pushing close to 300 shows a year.
Wow.
Wow.
Even though we've been doing this for a year and a half, so we're at like
have you guys done any of the improvs?
Not in town.
Okay.
Nothing in town yet.
Interesting.
Right. In New York and in Toronto,
We did one where it wasn't an improv, but like it ended up being an improv.
Okay.
It was for this show. It's the newest trick in the book, and it's for magicians to do magic that they've never done before on stage for the first time. So it was really great. And about, you know, we were just driving up, and he was like, hey, Ben Train, one of the magicians in town, he was like, oh, you guys should come on and do it. And we're driving, and we go, okay, like, let's come up with something. So in about 15 minutes, we came up with a really cool New Orleans-style voodoo act, because he's so... he actually collects oddities, and he has a lot of... voodoo.
I own a voodoo shrine to Baron Samedi made with a human skull and a whole shebang.
Wow, so you are kind of dark and stuff.
Oh, I'm as evil as a gas.
I love it.
Well, so the nicest guy I've ever met. You know, how can you be evil? Come on.
You
guys are both very, very nice people. You're very fun to be with, and that's the important thing. You know, you guys know how to entertain. How to impress people, and you know, how can you go wrong with this? It's not something you see every day, you know, Rachel. So I'm going to promote the hell out of you guys.
Thank you.
You know, because I'm really impressed. And and again, I don't want to know how you guys do it, because if I do it,
you know,
they wouldn't tell you
because you're so nice, Steffi. You can tell them how we do it.
Oh,
yeah,
tell them. Okay, well, we do it well.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. I love it. You see, these guys are awesome, man. Again, Steffi and Mysterion, thank you so much for joining us. Again, how can people find you on social media?
The Sentimentalists on Facebook, The Sentimentalists Magic.
On Instagram. And the Sentimental T.O. on Twitter.
Right. And you get, and guys, you can't go wrong with this. If you need any, you know, any kind of like impressive things. I mean, to me, it's more than entertainment. I mean, you're really debunking all this bullshit that we hear all the time, you know. And that's amazing to me. I'm very impressed. So you contributed a lot to the show today.
And thank I thank you for having us.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Rachel, thank you as always. Thanks for participating in this great thing. I actually got to read or to connect with you through Minds here somehow.
I know. We're right? super connected. I'm
we're
trying
super
to
connected.
Follow
there
them
go.
Back on Instagram.
Yes. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening and see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.